Many years ago, a great warrior for hire once roamed the land, ridding the countryside of evil. This legendary swordsman, known for his skill and bravery, soon became famous for his deeds. As quickly as he came, he left in the unknown. But legend speaks of how the hero still lives on somewhere.
And then I took on the Death Knights with only a spork. A spork!
Yeah, right, Dan. Dream on!
I'm surprised you hit the right team.
Daniel T. Fiona, at long last I found you. I've searched everywhere for you.
That voice. It sounds like... Alika, is that you? When did you become a phoenix?
$29.95 at Deagle Market, silly. But enough of me, I've come to find you. What you doing?
Just retelling Death Knights.
Spore?
Oh yeah.
I'm still amazed you hit the right team.
Great Warrior T. Fiona, our kingdom needs your help. Dark Pegasus has returned.
Huh? Again?
He used the Dark Knights to attack our kingdom and has captured the Queen and taken her to the Forbidden Lands.
Again?
And now?
Let me guess. Plans to resurrect the Dark God again?
How did you know that?
A hunch.
So those tales you told were actually real? That's different. To be honest, you never struck me as the warrior type, Dan. No offense.
Well, it was a few years ago. I was pretty different back then. Wait a sec. Does this mean you care?
Hardly. I think it's pretty dumb running around getting yourself almost killed for people you don't know. Why risk your neck?
Oh, it had its pros.
Oh, great, to Fiona.
Arrgh, more free ale.
I'm sorry, Alika. I can't go.
But we need you.
That was long ago.
It's probably for the best anyways, Dan. Because if you went, I'd have to go too. And the only outfit I have at the time was that skimpy Amazon one you gave me a while back.
Yay, and we're off.
Me and my big mouth.
Thus, our heroic adventurers set off for their journey through the wilderness to the kingdom.
Oh, shiny.
For days, they traveled through dangerous woods and battled many foes on their quest to reach Ellie's homeland. Over dangerous rivers they crossed, and terrible swamps, day and night until...
Yo, we just walked along a trail, dude.
Are we supposed to talk to the narrator?
Dan and the party are suddenly caught in a random battle.
Heck, we're caught in a random battle.
Hello, isn't that what I just said? Jeez.
Mab, you think he can handle this?
Okay.
Leap! It's just so cute! Want a cookie?
Hey! Help! Get him off! Get him off! Ah! Lika? A little help would be nice, please.
Sure thing, Dan. My friend, there is a better life than this. There is more than fighting and war. Come, let us stand together, and from now on, let us give peace a chance.
I see you're still into the hippie non-violence trend, Alika. That's one way to help, I suppose. Alrighty. We take a left, go past the Cave of Infinite Pain, over the Mountain of Doom, past the Death Swamps, over the Ridge of Sharp Pointy Rocks, under Lava Falls, and through Woe Forest. After that, it's just past the Realm of Unmentionable Horror, and then we're finally there!
Dag! All that way just to get to my kingdom?
No, to the Amazon's realm!
Now, what's the way?
We take a right, go 5 miles on the trail, and reach the kingdom.
Good boy.
Halt! Who goes there? Kindly state your name and business, please.
My name is Daniel T. Fiona, warrior for hire, slayer of the Doom Knights, bringer of peace, friend of beer wenches, and I'm here to save HN from evil.
Everyone, Dan's back!
Hooray! Friend of beer wenches?
Hey now, I earned that title just like the rest.
So the rumors are true!
Kanika, is that you?
Like, oh my gosh, it's so good to see you! Say, remember that time you took out that horde of ice orcs while only wearing a loincloth?
Wow, you did? How do you pull that off?
Actually, I'd rather not go into it in detail. You see, the loincloth sort of slipped.
Dad!
Well,
that would kill anybody!
I still remember their terrified screams, just like it was yesterday.
Warrior T. Fiona, I have come to deliver a message to you. In order to save the kingdom, you must follow me. You must seek advice from the great creator, the one known as Valoran.
Whoa! Cool effects!
Thanks. The crew spent weeks rehearsing that.
Bad pit! Don't kill them!
Say, Sunny, what exactly is this forlorn guy like? Is he nice?
What? You mean you never heard of him? Forlorn, the possibly most powerful furrow alive. His name practically means respect and wisdom all out.
Keen! The most powerful furry has bunny slippers.
Yeah, I like them. They match and they're pretty comfy.
I need a new job.
Now the Dark Pegasus has returned. He kidnapped the queen and has taken her to the Darklands in hopes of bringing the Dark God back to full being. In times like this, there really is only one option left for you to do, Sir Tepiona. You should form a small party, go to the Darklands, and rescue the queen before it's too late.
The heck? That was my plan already! You called me here just for that?
Beats me. Heck, I don't even know why I'm here. This place is giving me the heebie-jeebies.
What now, Dan?
Gotta get a party. Better find two furries.
Why only two others? That's so few.
Tradition, really. In old parties, you only get four or five adventurers. Since I'm counting Pip, unfortunately, that means we only get two.
Okay. Well, hey, where's Alika? I haven't seen her in a while now.
Ooh, origami dragons are neat.
It's a great hobby, really. Very stress-relieving. Check it out, an origami mouse.
I hate my job!
Our mission is set. Now we must find two people to join us in our quest. This alone could take us weeks as we scour the land for the best of the best in order to be at our finest.
Heya, we happen to be two adventurers of good nature who want to aid in your quest.
The moral of this story is, if you are going to announce out for fellow adventurers, make sure you specify scantily clad Amazonian types.
My name is Unnecessary, a useless tool. You can call me Shaman if necessary, and I shall provide assistance.
The name's Aslan. I'm adept at most magic spells and the basic fighting skills. And this is the squeaky demon koala of doom! Admit it. You are shaking with utter fear and terror.
Oh, I'm in fear all right. Ready to go, Mab? Found some teammates.
Wow, that was fast. Who are they?
Well, one dude named Aslan.
Aslan? Oh my god, it's so good to see you!
Mab, long time no see. Not since Faecon.
You're Fae? You don't look it.
I would like to keep some masculinity. Hard to do with antennae and butterfly wings.
It's been so long since I've seen a fellow Fae fairy. It's so wonderful!
I wonder where you disappeared to. Why did you leave?
Oh, many reasons. Nothing grand. I guess I just didn't feel like I fit in with all the Fae customs and the society in general.
I see you still have the little ankle bite, don't
you? Aww, Pip's giving huggles!
Mab, those aren't huggles.
With their new party, Tifiona and Mab take off towards the forbidden land and unknown peril. Along the way, they overcome many odds, rise to new challenges. Together, they discover the heroes they are within as they bravely trek towards Dark Pegasus.
The love of... Did he knock that off?
Is dog sparking a peril, then?
I don't think he counts.
We have arrived at the Forbidden Lands.
How can you tell, Shaman?
The plants are dying. Unable to grow in such an evil place. The very sky has become crimson red, no longer blue. And there are white palace burger stands as far as the eye can see.
My gods! That's pure evil!
I don't know. The prices are very affordable.
Looks like the place. Odd. No guards or sentry at all. Well, this is easy. The Dark Pegasus decides to skimp back on the henchman help or something. Not even a doomer. Scratch that. It seems Pegasus did upgrade his security just a tad bit. Now, Draggy, go good, Draggy. To sit right there.
Oh, please don't do what I think you're gonna do. Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please. Oh, crud, he's gone.
Oh, Dan, it is you. I thought you looked familiar. Say, don't you owe me 10 bucks?
Dang it! Of all the freaking red dragons, it has to be the one I owe money to.
And then I got this great job by Dark Pegasus to guard the castle from any band of adventurers and to vanquish any enemies of his should they appear at his castle gate. Pretty cushy job, if you ask me. Though, other than Girl Scouts, no real enemies of his have come by.
Right. Well, nice talking to you. We're gonna go and end your boss's evil reign now.
Oh, okay. Have fun.
Bye, Mr. Red Dragon.
Well, gang, looks like we're almost there. Has been rather easy. Just find the main room and we're set. Everyone ready to go? Guys? Where did you go? Mab? Shaman? Aslan? Pip? Fourth wall aside, people. I'm not the brightest furry, but even I can tell this is a bad omen. Guess this means it's about time for the heroic solo adventure and rescue.
Huh? How did we get here? Weren't we with Dan?
It's obviously a twist in the plot to add drama.
Aslan? Is that you? Why are you here?
It's Queen Hollyann.
You're the queen? But where's your pink dress?
Pink dress? You nuts? Look at my fur color. I don't need to get any pinker or girlier.
Heck! Someone must be in trouble! Halt, evil forces! Stop whatever evil things you are doing to that innocent, lest you feel the force of my wrath as I vanquish thee! Or not? Merlitz? What are you doing?
Nothing at all. Don't worry about it.
You pulled their kidneys out, honey.
Yeah. You didn't have to tell him. Law couldn't make it, I'm afraid. No one seems to know what happened to him.
I'm sure you do.
No, it has nothing to do with me at all. Don't try to pin that on me. Now, I suppose we'd better help Dan while he's here. Have you got the map?
Yes. We also have the interior structure laid out and a complete strategy to infiltrate it for you.
Man, this castle map is complex.
Yes, it is.
Hey, what was that? Oh, Law's escaped! Run!
Well, this is it according to Pink's map. Just hope Mab and everyone else is okay. Well, maybe not Pip, but everyone else. And again, Aslan. No, everyone okay. Ah, heck, better just enter.
Ah, Tiviona, I've been waiting for you to arrive.
Dark Pegasus, I presume, since I can't freaking see you because you never leave any lights on for your introduction.
Hey, zip it. You break my door down, I get an intro. I have waited many days for this moment to come forth. At long last, the Dark God shall be raised, and I will vanquish you and all... Okay, where was I at again? Oh yeah, I will vanquish you and all that is... That's it! Tiviana, step away from that light switch before I go ahead and just vanquish you right here and now, minus my speech! Enough talking. It is time for you to die, Tiviona.
Yo, hold up, dude. You still have to go through your entire evil plan and all.
Why? It's the same as the two you thwarted last time.
Well, I know that. But you gotta explain to all our readers out there so they know too.
Ugh, cursed readers. As you know, in order to resurrect the Dark God, I need the pure soul of the Queen Hollyann. Combined with some potions, some chanting, and the night of a full moon, that leaves one ingredient. A fey furry. Really, I must thank you for bringing it.
Pip in a muzzle? Hot girls in shiny leather bikinis? You devil! Did you read my dream diary to discover my secret weakness or something?
What the hell are you talking about?
Wait. You mean you were expecting me to bring along Mab? That's a pretty big chance for you to take.
Actually, I had only expected the Fey Aslan to be with you. But who am I to resist using one of your closest friends and her pet as a sacrifice?
Wait a sec! You intended to use Aslan?
Hey, a big boy.
Ugh.
Why, Tiviona, You seem upset. Are you finally serious?
Indeed. The time for fun and games has passed. I slayed you once before, and tonight will be the last time. For you underestimated one major factor, Pegasus. For not only did you use Mab, but you had the gall to try to use Pip. If anyone is going to take that evil hellspawn out, it's going to be me, and me alone.
Those two are fighting pretty hard, aren't they?
I feel bad. I wish we could help Dan.
I know. We could do some fight music for him.
If I live through this, the first thing I'm going to ask them when it's over, why in the Plains of Peck are they singing the Gummy Bear theme song? So I guess it all boils down to this moment, Dark Pegasus. Only this time, one of us isn't walking away from this place. The time has come to finish this. And to finish you. To put you in your grave once and for all.
Dan?
Thus, this battle ends. Nevermore shall Dark Pegasus rise to destroy these lands again. May the gods have mercy on his and my soul. This hero's journey has come to an end.
Dan! Dan!
So dark.
Matt?
Was that
was
you?
Was that you?
I can't hear anything. I don't want this. There's so much I want to do. So many adventures and great moments with my friends. Games with Wildy. Arguments with Alexi. Meeting Amazons. And more. So much more. This can't be the end. Not like this. I want to live. At least I can say goodbye. Please. A light? No, not that. I don't want to go. I'm sorry, Mab. It seems I have no choice. I guess it's time to face the music. To reach out and look at the god's face. Oh god, why must your humor suck?
Hooray! You're alive and awake!
I'm alive? But how?
Shaman managed to heal you.
Whoa! Wonder what ritual was done.
10 minutes earlier.
Ah! Dan's heart stopped beating. Do something. Hurry.
Shaman, Dan's heart just started beating again. Whatever you just did, could you keep doing it?
With utmost pleasure.
Oh, my spleen.
Thank you, Shaman. I guess I owe you my very life.
I'm surprised at you, Dan. All this time, you never figured out who I really was all along.
Ta-da!
Wildy?
Of course, I couldn't leave my best friend in trouble by himself.
Failing.
Ha! Don't die again, I already healed you once!
Wildy? Since when? But how? Aren't you? Gah, how can this-
Jeez, Dan, was it really that big a shock for you?
But you're Wildy! Since when did you become a shaman of the holy arts?
I've been one for months now. Remember? You were there with me, even.
Wow. Home learning courses. Become a teacher, doctor, lawyer, or priest in your own home.
Hey, cool. They have a shaman degree.
Okay. What about the tale?
Oh, I just can't slip anything past you, can I? Actually, there's a funny story to go with that. I can't believe he just left like that. As his best friend, it is my duty to rush after him to aid him in his adventures. Right after I cash in this coupon.
Oh, the free surgery one? What you gonna get?
I was thinking something tailish.
Maybe it's me, but I'm not seeing how that's funny.
You obviously had to be there to appreciate the humor.
With Dark Pegasus slain, Dan performs a banishing ritual.
Bad Pegasus. No comeback to life. Stay dead. No cookie.
Alright.
At the castle, Queen Hollyann congratulates the heroes.
for saving Hyrule, Link.
For the last time, I'm not Link.
But our princess is in another castle.
Dang it, woman. If you give me a harder quest, I swear I'll...
And Amber finally is able to wrap up the storyline.
The story must end!
Daniel Tufiona, Warrior for Hire, was written and illustrated by Amber Panico. The original comic strip can be found at missmab.com. In this unofficial production, the part of Dan was played by James Rolls. Miss Mab was played by Catherine Willington, Wildy Sand by Miyaka, and Aslan by Chris Johnston. Dark Pegasus, the Dragon, Merlitz and the Shaman were played by Joseph Morris. Part of Aliga was played by Marin, Pip and Filorin were played by Slipdance. Kanika was played by Cheyenne, and Pink was played by Mugal. Also featuring Poofy Spikes as the narrator, Hilary as Queen Holly Ann, and Sunny Shiva as herself. Additional voices were done by Tezcat. Engineering, sound effects and music, and additional voices were done by Joseph Morris. Recording was done as a collaborative project over the internet. Final assembly and mixdown was done on tape out of the Lab Cumbran. This and other recordings can be found at dmfa.it-he.org.
Yay! Back home again after a long adventure. It's good to be back, and in our regular outfits. Now things should return to normal. Wait a second. Where's Pip? I haven't seen him in a while.
Heh. I wouldn't worry, Mab. Knowing Pip, he's probably in some meadow chasing bunnies or something.
Kee-kee-kee-kee! Kee-kee-kee!